Hey, do you have 10 minutes to find out about the only three prices you'll ever need in your firm? This is the Bissett Bullet.
Want to grow your firm without the overwhelm?
Get daily bite-sized, actionable advice.
Easy to implement and budget-friendly.
This is the Bissett Bullets podcast
with Martin Bissett.
So in this podcast, if you're not familiar, in part one, we deal with the architecture or the structure or the concept of the thing that we're talking about. And then, after a word from our sponsors in part two, we talk about how that actually works in practice, and I give you a specific case study or examples of where it's been put in place. So, I want to talk to you here about the only three prices you'll ever need, because pricing is an evergreen topic for people like me. That means I can talk about it every single year, and there is still an audience for it the following year, because the concept of it is one thing, the understanding of what to do is another thing, the implementing is something else altogether, and it's that third step that we seem to struggle so much about, because our self-esteem starts to become involved and we think, oh no, can I really justify this much money for what I do? And then the client objections come in. How much? For what? Oh, it's much cheaper over at the other firm. You struggle so much. And therefore, every business owner knows that all they have to do with their accountants is complain, and there's a strong chance that their bill is going to get discounted, or the proposal for additional services is going to get discounted, because you're not strong enough to stand up to it. Now, if that doesn't sound like you, congratulations, and if it does, listen up, because here are the three prices that you'll ever need. The first is what's known as the ideal price, which should be self-explanatory, but I'll take you through it. When you're looking at a piece of work, it doesn't matter if that piece of work is a tax return, and it doesn't matter if that piece of work is a migration for the client's records onto the cloud, and it doesn't matter if that piece of work is for a cash flow forecast or management accounts. Whatever it happens to be, you know how much you want for it. You know what your profit margins are. You know how long it's going to take you or your team. You know what you should charge for it. Whether you can, we'll deal with that in a minute. But you know what you should charge for it. So, on that basis, the ideal price is what you should charge for it. Or, to put it another way, what you want to charge for the work. Never mind the factors, we'll deal with those in a second. The ideal price, how much you want to charge for the work. Then we have the cost price. That's, again, self-explanatory, especially for accountants. That's how much it's going to cost you, your team, your firm, whatever overhead you carry to actually deliver that piece of work. And if you're smart, you're going to build a bit of fat or leeway into that in case things don't go exactly according to plan and the client doesn't do exactly what they say they're going to do, exactly when they say they're going to do it. Now, they wouldn't be the first, would they? So we have an ideal price. We have a cost price. And hopefully the figure between the two, or the margin between the two, is the gross margin you would like to make for your profitability in the firm. Now, in between those two prices comes something called the walk away price. Where the ideal price is set by you and the cost price is set by you, the walk away price is set by negotiation. And the walk away price is literally what you will not do it for less than. What you will not do the work for less than. But be careful. If your walk away price is too close to your cost price and too far away from your ideal price, there is too much room to knock you down in negotiation. And guess what happens if we can knock thousands off your price? We think you are trying to defraud us in the first place. So the ideal price must be as close as possible to the walkaway price. And that walkaway price below the ideal price must be all that you are prepared to give away in negotiation. Now, here's the caveat. Don't give away anything in negotiation without getting something of equal or greater value in return. So if you're going to come down by $1,000, make sure you swap that $1,000 for a case study or a series of referrals or whatever's important to you, okay? So that is your ideal price, number one, your cost price, number two, the difference between those two should be your gross profit margin, and then the walk away price, number three, which is what you're not prepared to do it for less than, so long as you get something in compensation for your discount. You got it? Okay, I'm now gonna show you exactly how that worked in practice very recently. But first, a word from our sponsors. If you're in the UK and you're an accountant in practice, why not try some accounting software you'll love? Nail the daily admin, see your cash flow 90 days ahead, and soar through self-assessment with direct filing to HMRC. Try FreeAgent. They have 50% off the first 6 months right now, and you can find that at freeagent.com. That's freeagent.com. FreeAgent. Accounting software you'll love. If you're an accountant in North America, did you know that 4ID Business Guidance System monitors, predicts, and recommends course corrections for your business? It's designed to empower business leaders and advisors by combining the codified wisdom of successful entrepreneurs with artificial intelligence. So the software learns from thousands of companies' data, and they provide affordable, actionable guidance that can be implemented in your business in not days, not weeks, not months, hours. Change the odds, get further faster, use 4 Impact Data for your clients in your firm. Find them at 4, that's the number 4, 4impactdata.com. That's 4impactdata.com. I had a client, an accounting firm, this was just last autumn, who came to me thinking that they'd seen an opportunity within one of their existing clients. And they thought that opportunity was about $5,000 to do some additional work. So they were going to go in for $5,000, okay? And that was gonna be their ideal price. And we talked about, you know, what the walk away might be, what the cost might be, and we figured out those numbers as well. But when the client actually exposed the full extent of what was needed to the accountant, who was my client, we found out that it was a much bigger job than first thought. And so that 5,000 rose to 15, then rose to 50, and then eventually it was around about 120,000. And the client said to me, guess what? I can't possibly charge that, Martin. The client won't possibly pay that, Martin. I have never charged that much. Okay, but nevertheless, are you telling me that for the scope of work now identified, we're looking at about 120 grand that we should charge? Yeah, that's how much we should charge. Okay. And then we work backwards. What's going to be the cost of delivering this? How much resource over how much time? And we got our cost price in place for if we did charge 120,000. And they were very nervous about it, but they got their cost price in place and said, come on, let's assume that we're going to charge this. Okay. 120 grand is a lot of money for this practice. It's a lot of money for most practices. What are we prepared to do it for no less than? And this was the tricky bit, because we had to make sure that we didn't come down very far. Now, I told you in the previous section that your walk away price, whatever you choose to come down to, can't be got to without getting something of equal or greater value in return. And I said it could be client testimonials or case studies or marketing collateral or references and referrals or whatever you might want in return for the discount. But nevertheless, when we went through this process and I said to my client, the accountant, what's our walk away price? When they thought about it for long enough, there was no walk away price. That was the price it had to be. And I said, okay, what happens if the client refuses to pay that? What's your backstop? What's your fallback position? And we revisited it again and we decided of a reduction of just 5,000 on the total price. And that if they did push back, then that's exactly what we would do. We would come down 5,000 and therefore we were prepared to walk away from 115,000 worth of work. Notice how I'm not saying pounds or dollars or euros here, so that it means something to you in your currency. So 115 grand was on the table here that could be lost if we're not staying strong enough and if the client can't be convinced. These are high stakes for this firm. Guess what happened? The accountant's client did not negotiate price. They negotiated terms. The accountant comes back to me and says, Martin, they didn't flinch on price. We went, ooh, too cheap. Never mind, but terms. I said, okay, so they don't want you to climb down on price, they want you to climb down on terms. How do you feel about that? And they said, well, so long as we get the first part up front, I'm prepared to agree to their terms. I said, guess what? You just came up with your walkaway price. But the number hasn't changed, Martin. That's right, the number hasn't changed, but it's now the terms that have. So your walkaway price is still the number, it's still 120, so long as they paid the first part up front. Oh, I see what you mean. So we could call it walkaway terms rather than walkaway price. But they got the work. That's the most important part. They stuck to their guns, they did their due diligence, they knew how much it meant to the client, and they got the work at the price, just the terms that were changed. And that's why that three price structure, your ideal price, your walkaway price, and your cost price are the only three prices you ever need. So there you go. That's the three price bullet. Thank you very much for being with me. Check out bissetbullets.com for our latest webinars where we give you the bullet on each topic every month. Thank you to both Free Agent and 4Impact Data for bringing this podcast to you, and I will see you on the next bullet. Bye for now.